the opening bell, live from the New York Stock Exchange.
Stocks will open higher on calls for the Greek prime minister to step down. If he did, his plan to put the Greek bailout plan to a referendum would go with him.
The WCBS opening bell report is next. Now this, hurry into Dunkin' Donuts today for a new mint hot chocolate. It's the cool mint taste that warms you up.
Try one today. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
WCBS News Time 9:30.
News, traffic, and weather. On air, online. We are News Radio. WCBS 880.
Good morning, Thursday, November 3rd. I'm Michael Wallace.
I'm Pat Carroll. Coming up this half hour on the WCBS opening bell report.
Jobless claims fall to their lowest level in 5 weeks.
All week, we've heard about those struggling without power. What about the utility crews? We'll tell you what they're going through.
Why not put those power lines underground? I'm Rich Lamb. We'll hear from Washington's Edison Electric Institute.
The G20 summit's underway with President Obama and European leaders trying to save that Greek bailout.
In the business of sports, Mets settle a minor lawsuit related to the Madoff Ponzi scheme. WCBS News Time 9:31.
Now more than ever, it matters where you get your business news. It's the opening bell report on WCBS.
Heading into the trading day, the Dow up 90 points, NASDAQ up 27, S&P has gained 9, and European markets are surging in afternoon trading.
There's good news on the jobs front this morning. First-time jobless claims fell by 9,000 last week to their lowest level in 5 weeks. Mark Zandes, an economist with Moody's.
Need to see them begin to hire more aggressively to get more jobs and bring unemployment down, but this is progress.
We get the government's employment report for October tomorrow. Economists expect 100,000 jobs were added while the jobless rate remained at 9.1%.
Worker productivity grew by 3.1% during the third quarter, and workers cost their employers less. Good news for companies, but not for job seekers. If companies are getting more out of their workers for less, so they have no need to hire more.
553,000 tri-state customers are still without power at this hour, so utility crews still have a long way to go. It's easy to forget they're having a tough time of it, too.
The apostle of appreciation, Chester Elton, brought a smile to some workers' faces in his own neighborhood in Summit, New Jersey. So, Chester, your power had been out for a third day, and that's when you spotted a crew from Ohio down your street?
So I keep saying, hey, listen, pizza, there's some pizza in it for you. And he laughs. He says, no, listen, they take really good care of us, but thanks anyway. So he decides to hook him up in about an hour. So I grab my wife, and we run down to Joe's Pizzeria. We buy the crew a great big cheese pie, a couple of liters of Pepsi, and we come back and we give it to him. And here's kind of the lesson that I learned is, even though initially he said no, when we gave it to him, I mean, big smiles, thanks so much. Sometimes people are uncomfortable with the offer, but they're never uncomfortable with the gift. So, I mean, laughs, high fives. When the lights came on, people came out and gave him a big round of applause. I mean, it really was one of those kind of fun moments where people rally around. And I think when it's the little gift, it's the little thought, it's that little extra something that I think means more to people than if I'd have just slipped him $20. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, especially these utility crews who, have certainly gotten the other end of it from people unlike yourself, who've probably gotten yelled at. And we've had some reports of some people threatening violence because their power hasn't come back on. Did you get any sense from these utility workers from Ohio that you talked to about them having to run into that or their frustration on their side of it?
Well, these guys had just arrived, so hopefully their experience so far was pretty positive. But, it's kind of like the old saying, you really do get more flies with honey than you do vinegar. And I guess in our case, you get more electricity with pizza than you do with rocks.
You've coined a new phrase. Congratulations.
There you go.
Chester Elton, the apostle of appreciation. Thanks. Good to hear you're doing fine now.
Yeah, you too. Stay warm.
Some have suggested a possible solution for preventing these massive power outages. Put power lines underground. But WCBS reporter Rich Lamb finds that's easier said than done.
The Edison Electric Institute says constructing an above-ground electric distribution line, the type that runs down the street to your house, costs about $53,000 per mile in a rural area. Putting it underground adds $10,000 per mile. Not a lot more than putting those lines overhead, says the Institute's Dan Reininger, who warns.
It's not bulletproof. There certainly are advantages overall. There are some reliability benefits to having lines underground, but there can be some complications as well. If there is an outage that involves an underground line, obviously that line is a lot harder to get to.
Rich Lamb, WCBS 880 News.
President Obama is in Cannes, France this morning for the start of the G20 summit. Earlier today, he met with French President Sarkozy and the two held a joint news conference.
We spent most of our conversation focused on strengthening the global economic recovery so that we are creating jobs for our people and stabilizing the financial markets around the world.
The two-day summit will be highlighted by efforts to save the Greek debt bailout. Back in Athens, Prime Minister George Papandreou is fighting for political survival days after announcing he put that bailout deal to a public vote. How does the public feel?
I'm Alan Pizzi in Athens. Most Greeks don't want to see any more riots in the streets, and they certainly don't want any more cuts to their pay. They don't want any more taxes. They haven't got any money to pay those. They need this money from Europe, and that's what they really care about. Is will the politicians please get their act together and get us sorted out in some way?
Several ministers and lawmakers from his own party are calling for Papandreou to step down in favor of a coalition government that would approve the bailout package without a referendum.
Freddie Mac has its hand out again. It's asking for another $6 billion in government aid after losing that much in the third quarter. Taxpayers have already spent $150 billion to rescue Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae.
Up next on the WCBS Opening Bell Report, how to make money on the Internet.
WCBS News Time, 9:36.
CBS Local Offers brings you a new deal at least half off the price. Today you'll receive two admissions to one of Dangerfield's most famous comedy shows for just $5. Voted number one comedy club in America features the best of the best comedians.
Here's a healthy business tip from Empire Blue Cross Blue Shield.
According to a recent survey, 79% of American companies offer their employees vision care benefits to help keep them healthier and more productive.
Another tip.
Empire Blue Cross Blue Shield today offers access to more quality vision care providers through one of the nation's largest networks of optometrists and ophthalmologists. For details, visit empireblue.com/specialty.
Independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
WCBS News Time, 9:37.
It's time for our Morning Joe. Joe Connolly, Wall Street Journal.
Well, for many businesses, the way to make money on the Internet is still to use the Internet to subsidize and supplement the main business. For instance, Amazon will start lending e-books to Kindle owners who are Amazon Prime shipping customers. So the Times is giving customers free access to the website if they subscribe to the printed paper, where the ads still cost the most. Now Amazon will give customers digital perks if they buy physical products from Amazon. Many profits are still from the real world, and the websites subsidize the business. Many businesses still find it's hard to make money off the Internet directly. One of the best ways is to give an example of your work, but you have to share a lot because you probably still will have to customize it anyway. And just because you give examples of what you do online doesn't mean that somebody else can just copy it and do what you do if they don't have those skills and that experience. Use the Internet to give examples of how you customize the product for each person. Now, Interactive Digital Media of Manhattan did report today that Internet advertising's up a third. They raised their rates. AOL is raising Internet advertising rates. Yahoo is trying to. But many years into the Internet era, businesses are still trying to figure out, how do I make a profit off the Internet? Although in business it is said, where there's a crowd, profits will follow, eventually. I'm Joe Connolly for the Wall Street Journal on WCBS News Radio 880.
WCBS News Time, 9:38.
Traffic and weather together with Chris Majette.
I think it's going to be a while before we ease out here at the inbound Lincoln Tunnel. We had an accident cleared from inside the tube, so it's about a 30 to 40 minute wait. The inbound GW Bridge, 20 minutes for the upper level, a little bit better for the lower. And the inbound Holland Tunnel is about 15 minutes from both approaches. Also on the Verrazano Bridge, heavy delays with an accident being cleared on the Brooklyn bound lower level. And on the Cross Bronx westbound, as you get in toward the outbound GW Bridge, crash there also being cleared, but at least it's over on the shoulder. Alternate side parking rules in effect, and our next traffic update in less than 10 minutes on CBS.
And the forecast with meteorologist Craig Allen.
Nice day today, mild, sunny to partly cloudy with highs climbing to around 60. Tonight, partly cloudy, low in the mid-40s, near 40 north and west. Tomorrow starts with some clouds, then becoming mostly sunny, a gusty breeze, highs 53 to 58. Saturday, sunny, but even cooler, highs just over 50. However, in the WCBS 5-day outlook, Sunday, mostly sunny, seasonable, high 54 to 58. Marathon temperatures at the start will be in the mid-40s. And Monday, mostly sunny, turning unseasonably mild. Monday, it's up to 60 to 65. I'm Craig Allen in the WCBS Weather Center.
Sunny now, 49 degrees in Midtown.
WCBS News Time, 9:40.
In business today, people are on the go, whether they're working from home, a different office, or traveling. It's almost impossible to get everyone in the same room for a meeting. That's why I recommend GoToMeeting by Citrix. Everyone can meet online no matter where they are. GoToMeeting allows you to collaborate on documents in real time, like being in the same room. Anyone can present. Get started with GoToMeeting in just minutes. It's so easy. Attendees can join with just a click. Plus, you can hold as many online meetings as you want for as long as you need for a low, flat monthly rate. Free phone conferencing and voice over IP included. I can attest that this is reliable, fast, easy to use. My listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings free. For this special offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and use the promo code Alan. Be sure to use the promo code Alan. That's GoToMeeting.com.
Sounds from a perfect world, Todd Rundgren's Utopia, an historic rock performance, Sunday, November 13th at the NYCB Theater at Westbury. There's a real man. Don't miss Todd Rundgren's Utopia, November 13th at Westbury. Tickets available at LiveNation.com, the Westbury box office, or charge by phone 1-800-745-3000. For preferred seating, use your city card. Visit LiveNation.com for tickets and more information.
A healthy business tip from Empire Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Administrative costs comprise up to 15% of the cost of employee health benefits.
Another tip.
Empire Blue Cross Blue Shield offers health, dental, vision, life, and disability plans from one source, making benefits administration more efficient. For details, visit empireblue.com/specialty.
Health plans provided by Empire Blue Cross Blue Shield. Life and disability products underwritten by Anthem Life and Disability Insurance Company. Independent licensees of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
CEO Radio next.
WCBS News Time 942.
This is Ray Hoffman with WCBS CEO Radio. There's certainly more than one way to improve health care. Ask Greg Sebaski, the CEO of Philips Electronics North America, as he's become involved in a new growth area known as ambient design, in which Philips works with architects and builders to improve the design elements in hospitals with all sorts of positive distractions.
And in terms of light walls and colors that make the patient and the family feel like they're not in a hospital environment. And then as they move into the patient exam rooms, we use special treatments like privacy glass, controls that allow the kids to pick particular themes for music and pictures and video that are calming.
And the reviews are positive.
The physicians tell us that they're able to get through the exams and the emergency room much more quickly than they used to in the past when children may have been upset or fearful.
More tomorrow. The whole conversation's online at CBSNewYork.com. Ray Hoffman with The Wall Street Journal on WCBS CEO Radio at 80.
WCBS News Time 943.
Tonight, you're going to witness a murder. Before you know it, the killers will be after you. You end up getting cornered in a condemned apartment building. There's no way out. And then, as your life flashes before your eyes, you realize that this isn't happening to you. You're watching an incredible night of new drama on CBS. A new person of interest and a special mentalist directed by Simon Baker. Tonight, only CBS.
Let's get loaded with some tech information.
AT&T's first LTE 4G smartphones are arriving Sunday. The HTC Vivid and Samsung Galaxy S2 Skyrocket will work on AT&T's HSPA Plus and LTE networks, and both will have the Android Gingerbread operating system. On Sunday, AT&T will also expand its LTE network to Boston, Washington, D.C., Baltimore, and Athens, Georgia. It already was in 5 markets in September, and the goal is to reach 15 markets by the end of the year. Next week, Barnes & Noble will unveil its next-generation Android Color tablet to face off against the Amazon Kindle Fire. The name and details behind the second installment of the Nook Color will be known on Monday at a New York press conference. The announcement comes just 1 week before the Kindle Fire ships with a $200 price tag, so we'll just wait and see what price and features the Nook can offer to trump that cheap Fire. I'm Bridget Carey for CNET.com, and you've just been loaded.
WCBS News Time 944, the business of sports is next.
When I first heard about stamps.com, I thought, can it really be that easy to get postage using your own computer and printer? Well, the answer is yes. I've been using Stamps.com for years now, and I'm not the only one. Stamps.com has over 400,000 customers who've already printed $2.5 billion in postage. With Stamps.com, you can buy and print official U.S. postage right from your own computer and printer. Print the exact postage you need for any letter or package the instant you need it. And with the digital scale, there's no guesswork. Thanks to Stamps.com, you'll never have to go to the post office again or lease an expensive postage meter. Right now, I have a special offer. If you use my last name, Osgood, a no-risk trial plus a $110 bonus, which includes the digital scale and $55 in free postage. This offer is only for a limited time, though, so don't wait. Go to Stamps.com, click on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in Osgood, O-S-G-O-O-D. That's Stamps.com, and enter Osgood.
Sunny and 49 in Midtown. The high today, 60. Five-day forecast in 3 minutes.
At 880 on your AM dial and live on your computer at cbsnewyork.com. When you need to know, we've got you covered.
Good morning. I'm Pat Carroll.
And I'm Michael Wallace.
Coming up on WCBS.
He divorced his wife, doesn't know where she is, and now he wants a photo studio to pay him 50 grand to recreate the wedding.
That incredible story after sports. And the Dow's up 126. A market update with Joe Connolly in 10 minutes.
WCBS News Time 9:45. The business of sports live at the Mavis Discount Tire Sports Desk. Go to MavisTire.com. Here's Brad Heller.
Well, Michael, baseball's free agent market officially opened 12:01 a.m. this morning. Players can now negotiate with any team, and that includes Jose Reyes, one of the biggest prizes out there. The Post put the odds on the Mets re-signing the shortstop at 10-1. The Nationals are given the best shot at 3-1, followed by the Brewers, Giants, Tigers, and dare I say, the Phillies. Well, speaking of the Mets, they've reached a tentative settlement with a widow of a former employee of Sterling Equities who sued the Wilpons for losing more than $16 million in 401k assets by investing with Bernie Madoff. Terms were not disclosed. The larger lawsuit against the team is still pending. Well, day 126 of the NBA lockout today, ESPN reporting that the players' union will meet to discuss what's next. New negotiations with the owners are on. They're not on tap right now. Nothing on the schedule. Both executive director Billy Hunter and president Derek Fisher have denied reports that they're not on the same page. Last night was supposed to be the Knicks opener with the Heat at the Garden. Well, hockey, a third straight loss for the Devils, 5-3 to the Maple Leafs in Newark. It was Martin Brodeur's first game back after missing 3 weeks with a shoulder injury. Devils visit the Flyers tonight. The Rangers are home for the Ducks. Sean Avery is with the team, but he won't play. The Islanders will face the Jets at the Coliseum. Sports sponsored by MajorWorld.com. Thinking of buying a car? Visit MajorWorld.com and find over 3,000 cars to fit any budget now through this Sunday. Cars start as low as $29.95. Call 1-800-MAJOR-AUTO, 4340 Northern Boulevard, next to the 59th Street Bridge in Queens, or visit MajorWorld.com. Sports at 15 and 45, live at the Mavis Discount Tire Sports Desk. Brad Heller, WCBS 880 Sports.
WCBS News Time 9:47.
Oh, Miss Kohl's Power Shopping Sale this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Get a head start on the holidays with Kohl's most powerful prices throughout the store.
The more you know, the more you Kohl's. Kohl's, expect great things.
WCBS News Time 9:48. Traffic and weather together on the 8th.
Here's Chris Majette.
Tons of accidents in Westchester County. A crash in Yonkers now in the northbound at New York State Thruway at exit 6A, which is Corporate Drive. Also in Eastchester, eastbound Cross Counties, get into the Hutch, a center lane collision. And in Dobbs Ferry on the Sawmill northbound at Lawrence Street, an accident. Now moving into Connecticut, southbound Connecticut Turnpike generally slow from Fairfield exit 22 down through Darien exit 13. Southbound Merritt also on the brakes, exit 42 in Westport through 36 in New Canaan, but thankfully no accidents or tie-ups. On Long Island, we just had a crash cleared from the Meadowbrook Parkway northbound approaching Hempstead Turnpike. Residual delays though coming up from the Southern State and the Southern State westbound at the Wantagh, which is exit 27. You've got a crash over on the shoulder of the roadway. Moving into the five boroughs, a crash on the southbound Van Wyck right before Union Turnpike. It's over on the shoulder. Eastbound Grand Central at 188th Street, there's an accident. Verrazano Bridge, Brooklyn bound lower level, a crash cleared. And the eastbound LIE at 48th Street on the lower level, we've got an accident working there. Hudson River crossing still quite heavy. The inbound Lincoln Tunnel 20, 15 at the Holland George, 20 for the upper deck, better for the lower. And our next traffic update in less than 10 minutes on WCBS.
Craig Allen has our five-day forecast.
Today will be sunny to partly cloudy with temperatures climbing to a mild 60. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-40s, near 40 north and west. Tomorrow, clouds giving way to a mostly sunny sky once again. A gusty breeze, not quite as mild, high 53 to 58. Saturday will be sunny, but even a little cooler. Highs just over 50. Still nice weather, though, for Marathon Sunday. I'm Craig Allen in the WCBS Weather Center.
Sunny and 49 degrees right now.
CBS News Time 9:50 at Bronx Photography Studios, being sued by a Manhattan groom who didn't like the way his wedding pictures came out or the fact that the photographer missed the last dance and the bouquet toss. The Times says Todd Remus wants H&H photographers to repay him for the $4,100 he paid them. He also wants $48,000 so he can recreate the wedding and have a different photographer take the pictures. But here's the kicker. The wedding happened in 2003. The couple's now divorced. The bride has moved back to her native Latvia. A state Supreme Court justice has dismissed most of the grounds for the lawsuit, but has allowed the case to proceed to determine whether it was a breach of contract. Kurt Fried, the 87-year-old founder of the photo studio, chuckles at the lawsuit. He tells the Times he wants to fly his ex-wife back, and he doesn't even know where she lives.
Now this WCBS Women in Business report. The pace of women getting to top leadership positions in New York's biggest corporations is stagnating, according to a Columbia Business School report being presented this morning. Kate Waters is one of the founders of the Women's Executive Circle of New York.
The initial thing is trying to bring awareness. We started this study. Several women came from a diverse background in accounting and legal and finance and search firm as well. So we started this because we kind of saw within our own clients that there is a need for people to bring this to the forefront, because, you know, at least in my practice, I deal with a lot of female executives that are in the executive offices that are looking to get on boards or are at that senior level position, but they're not in the executive office yet. And, you know, there's some barriers to entry, and, you know, but there's also some opportunities. So we're trying to make the opportunities available to them by creating a platform that brings together both men and women to network, that looks at the numbers, and we hope that companies will see this and want to make change so for the, when our next report comes out, they can get up into that top echelon, the top 25 companies. We'll be presenting Avon with an award for being the top of the report for the past 3 years.
Waters points out nearly 54% of Avon's directors and executive officers are women, and she says Estee Lauder and the New York Times each have 6 women on their boards.
WCBS News Time 9:53 now. CNBC Good Life Report with Jane Wells.
Don't you hate it when an eyelash gets in your eye? Well, you'd really hate it if it was an 18-karat gold and diamond fake eyelash, which costs the price of this month's rent. First, we have Swarovski-studded contact lenses, which were irritating, literally. Now, Born Rich reports that Create Beauty has made a set of bejeweled false eyelashes covered in diamonds. They're available at Barney's New York, and they cost $1,350. But think of it as a bargain, though. Born Rich says designer Gina Brooke once made diamond eyelashes for Madonna worth 10 grand. For the more cost-conscious, Selfridges in the UK is selling fake eyelashes covered in pearls for merely 420 bucks. But you probably shouldn't rub your eyes wearing these. Instead, why not skip the fancy lashes and buy the fancy mascara? The fanciest is reportedly a mascara made by H. Couture Beauty, sold in a combo pack with lipstick for $14 million. A price tag that really will have you rubbing your eyes in disbelief. With the Good Life Report, Jane Wells, CNBC for WCBS 880.
WCBS 880, because it matters where you get your news.
It gives me a quick snapshot of what's going on in the world.
Well, besides the quality of the news, I like the radio personalities. I feel like they actually understand the news and that they actually care.
Traffic, weather, business, I wind up flipping it on and leaving it on.
I live with you people. I couldn't get my job done if it weren't for you.
Start your day with WCBS on your clock radio and make us the number one preset in your car as you head home.
CBS Tuesdays.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time again.
It's time to fall in love with TV's number one show, NCIS.
We love you very much.
And the hit drama, NCIS Los Angeles.
Business is better than ever.
I'm a happy guy.
Their heads slapping.
This isn't funny.
Oh, yes it is.
Case cracking.
I like a little bit of pressure.
It does make things interesting.
What's not to love? NCIS, followed by NCIS Los Angeles. Tuesdays.
It feels good.
Only CBS.
CBS Wednesdays.
I need you to find my daughter.
We will not stop until we find her.
They are the FBI's top profilers.
When you're in the field, we are responsible to and for each other. We are a team.
They dare to go inside the scariest place on Earth, the criminal mind.
He's become more efficient and more violent.
And bring light after the victims.
I gave your dad my word that I would keep you safe.
Thank you.
Thomas Gibson, Joe Mantegna, and Shamar Moore star in Criminal Minds, CBS Wednesdays.
WCBS News Time, now 9:55. We'll check in with Joe Connolly for a market update.
The Dow is up 87 points. The S&P is up 6. The NASDAQ is up 7. Productivity jumped again. I don't know how much more people can do, but productivity keeps rising. New unemployment claims fell again, though at this rate, unemployment will still be high for years. The industries hiring the fastest this year have been accounting services. There are 7% more jobs. Management consulting, 7% more jobs. Internet publishing has 6% more jobs, and computer services up 6%. The fastest declining industry this year has been the courier and messenger industry. Employment's down 12%, and employment's dropped at the post office. Toyota admits BMW will beat the Lexus for best-selling luxury car because of the earthquake and also because competition in all price ranges has gotten tougher. And you don't hear this very often. The head of Toyota's Lexus division says, in some ways, this is good. It'll give us some breathing room to reinvent and redesign the product without the heavy burden of trying to always stay the number one seller. Walmart says they'll start running Black Friday sales this weekend. Sims and Filene's basement are closing because everyone discounts now. Cy Sims was ahead of his time. Spoke at a WCBS Small Business Breakfast once, and I remember him saying, the toughest thing a business does is opening a second store, because by the time you have 5 or 6 stores, you have the support system and the help to do it. It's that first expansion that's the most difficult. Once again, the Dow is up 82 points. I'm Joe Connolly for The Wall Street Journal on WCBS News Radio 880.